Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, you've got the idea for these last 9 minutes of our show, right? With so many heads of state in New York for the UN session, we're taking calls from immigrants. What would you take your old country's president or other head of state to see in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut if it's only one thing? 212-433-9692. We also had the thought that you could engage in some diplomacy during the sightseeing trip. Broaden some cultural horizons. Maybe Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel should go to a Greek diner in Astoria. Might change your mind about that rescue package. While Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in town, perhaps he should try some Palestinian food at Tannerine in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, before meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Or the other way around. Pakistani President Asif Zardari, maybe a trip over to New Jersey and visit Oak Tree Road in Edison, where a lot of Indians live. Or a Chinese President Hu Jintao, maybe we should take him to visit the exhibit of Japan's textile pioneers at the Japan Society. And a trip to the heavily Polish neighborhood of Greenpoint in Brooklyn won't put to rest the feud between Russia and Poland, but at least Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who's here, might have a good time. So what's your suggestion? CD in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Gambia. And I just want to say a little bit part about Gambia, the way most listeners will know well which country I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
Well, we only have a few minutes for the whole segment, so be really brief and then tell us what you want to show your head of state here.
All right. Okay, first of all, Gambia is where they did the Roots, about the movie Roots about Kunta Kinte. That's Gambia. And it's not green. So I would like to go around with the president or the minister that came here to see New York City, and especially in Central Park, and to make sure he see all the parks that are around the city and how green the city is. And another thing is about democracy and the education over there.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you starting us off. Al in Brooklyn, originally from Jamaica.
Yes. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Al.
Well, I would take my my ambassador to the park there in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, honoring those sailors that was killed by the British during the Revolutionary War. You know, there's a monument to those patriots that were killed by the British in defense of Brooklyn.
Very good. Thank you very much. That'll be educational. Mohammed in Long Island City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mohammed.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where did you come from?
I came from the Sudan, and I would take him to see de Kooning at the Museum of Modern Art.
You would see de Kooning at MoMA?
Yes.
And what do you think the head of state of now North Sudan is the name of that country, right? Or Sudan and South Sudan? Yes.
Yes.
What would he get out of de Kooning?
He will not get anything, but I will take him anyway.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Assad in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Assad.
Hi, I'm from Pakistan. I would take my president and ambassador to another country's embassy in New York and show them how organized things work. No, it's embarrassing for any outsider to see our embassy, how people talk to you, and how convoluted the process is.
Assad, thank you. And we go from a Pakistani American to an Indian American, Chantamali, am I saying your name right?
Yeah, that's right, Brian. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm from India, and I'm going to repeat what my neighbor from Pakistan said. It's unbelievable how the Indian consulate operates here, and it's really ridiculous that our prime minister and president and whoever comes here, they should go and take a look at what's going on over there. And for me to just get the simple attestation done, I got to wait for hours and hours together, and then I have to come and pick it up in the evening. It's ridiculous, and I want our prime minister and president to see what's going on over here. Other than that, the building is very nice. I think he would appreciate the building also. But this is my main gripe. I can take him to a lot of places in Flushing to show him the Hindu temple that's nice and all that stuff, but I want these people to realize what pain we are going through in this Indian consulate. consulate over here, just like my Pakistani neighbor and my friend who said that Pakistani consulate is bad. But one thing I want to appreciate the Pakistani consulate, if I'm not able to make a copy in the Indian consulate, I go to the Pakistani consulate. It's on 65th Street. I thank the Pakistani people for that. I just don't know, but now they know. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank
Bye.
You. You have a wonderful day. And we found the common ground between the Pakistanis and the Indians. They both get the runaround at their consulates, and the Indian consulate, beautiful on the outside. Have you seen it? But apparently a mess on the inside for the expats. Jagdish in Hicksville. You're on WNYC. Hi, Jagdish.
Hi, how are you?
You're from Afghanistan, right?
Afghanistan. I have to love to take them to Roosevelt Island and also my Hindu temple in Hicksville.
Why Roosevelt Island?
The old-fashioned, no traffic lights, all the stop signs, and a quiet place.
Get out of the UN gridlock and go to Roosevelt Island with no traffic lights. I like it. Malanial from Brazil in Somerville. Hi.
Hi, Brian. I will take my leader to the newest stadium right here in New Jersey.
The MetLife Stadium where the Giants and Jets play?
Correct. That way, maybe we can do something about it over there for a new World Cup.
And maybe you can get the ambassador to spring for some tickets.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Thank you very much. Helen on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Originally from Italy?
Yes, from Sicily and from Puglia. My parents are from Sicily, Puglia. I was in my mom's belly on the Andrea Doria, so I'm kind of an immigrant.
And what would you show the ambassador or the head of state from Italy?
I would take him to Staten Island, where Garibaldi and Meucci lives, which I'm sure you know who both of them are. They're very great figures in the Italian culture. And show them that there is a large population of Americans and that they didn't give up their Italian dreams. They came here, fostered by the American dream, and went back and liberated their country.
Mr. Berlusconi, here's what we want you to see, says Helen on Staten Island. Very nice. Thank you. And Anastasia in Montclair, originally from Greece. Hi there.
That's right, from Athens.
And?
I would take the Prime Minister to the top of the Empire State Building about midnight because it's open till 1 in the morning and show him New York City and show him how a wonderful large city runs and have him use that as a model for Athens, which right now is in a lot of trouble. And as a Greek, I'm a little embarrassed, to be honest with you. So that's what I would show him.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for one more? How about, let's see. Edson in Manhattan, also from Brazil. Edson, you got to do it in 10 seconds. What are you showing your ambassador?
I'll take the president to the African burial ground downtown.
Thank you very much. We're slaves from colonial era were buried in New York. Well, that was great. Thank you all very much for calling in and telling us what you would show the heads of state from the countries you came from. If you want to keep this going on Twitter, use the hashtag NYUNGuide. That's NYUNGuide. Or keep posting to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Stay out of the gridlock. I'll talk to you tomorrow.